This is Jay Sekulow. As the battle for the presidential nomination heats up, so do the issues, including the Supreme Court of the United States.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about
and now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A lot to talk about on the political level, a lot to talk about on the Supreme Court of the United States. Two reasons I bring up the Supreme Court. One is we are getting ready to file our final brief in our Supreme Court cases out of Utah. Those cases involving, of course, the Ten Commandment displays that have been around the country for about 50 years. That brief being filed next Monday, so we're in the finishing stages of that, literally working day and night getting that brief done. And then you've got the issue of how does the Supreme Court of the United States play into the presidential election? You recall during the Republican and Democratic debates that were going on, of course, as well as their nomination process, not a lot of discussion about the Supreme Court, but that made sense because it wasn't showing the difference between the Republican and the Democrat. Well, now that issue is going to be front and center. And I think even more so because of the attention that's being put on Sarah Palin, her positions as governor, and John McCain's work on getting Judge Alito, Justice Alito, and Chief Justice Roberts confirmed. That's going to be a big issue. And at the same time, there's going to be real cases to be discussed, not only our case involving the Ten Commandments, which may well become part of the presidential debate, but also this issue that's brewing in California and Jordan. This is an issue that has got national repercussions that is very, very serious.
That's right. Students, nine students who attended a Calvary Chapel Christian school and high school, they are graduates. Nine of the 95 graduating class applied to University of California schools, also usually known as UC schools. There's lots of different UC schools. UC San Diego, Berkeley is a UC school, up and down the coast, and it's such a huge state. So it's the entire school system, college university system for the state. All nine of those students got into the University of California schools that they chose, and I'm not sure that they all chose the same one. I think they probably chose some different ones. They all got into University of California schools. They were accepted because of their academics and their test scores and all the information they submitted to the school. But when they gave their transcripts in, the school told them that they weren't going to get credit for some of their classes. And that means you've got to take remedial classes, classes like history, classes like science, because they were taught from a Christian perspective. And those classes taught the Bible as fact. So you've got these professors who sit on these review boards saying things like, well, they weren't really taught how to critically think, or they weren't taught about how to really look at issues because they were taught that Christianity and the Bible were historical fact and did not debate it and discuss it rigorously enough. But here's the thing, Dad, they got into school there. They were accepted into the University of California school system. That means that their test scores were good enough. That means their grades were good enough in high school. So after they get there, they're told, you know what, we're going to make you take these remedial courses. We're not giving you credit.
Could you imagine? I mean, put yourself in this situation. If you were the parent of one of these children, your child gets honor grades and is in honor AP advanced placement courses, takes these courses for these mutual credit courses where you take high school courses or college courses in high school to get credit, where they give you advanced placement credit. And the response in writing from the University of California is no, it's taught from a biblical perspective. It views the Bible as a factual basis upon which decisions can be made on science and history. And therefore, we're disqualifying your son or daughter from getting credit for these classes. Now, put yourself in this situation. Do you think these schools would have the nerve to do this if instead of being a Christian school, it was an Islamic school? What's the answer to that? Well, they would never put that in writing. You think they put in writing the Quran is not an acceptable material for a study of a class? There's no way. But they think that the Christian students is basically an easy pickoff here. Well, we've had a huge response yesterday. We're filing a brief with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. That is an amicus brief, friend of the court. We want you to be part of it and join our committee to protect these students. We want to hear from everybody that's listening today. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. Let's stand up for these students against the University of California, and let's make the point. 1-877-989-2255, or sign up on aclj.org.
Imagine, graduates from a Christian high school told that their education is not good enough, that their course credits don't count. That's exactly what happened in California. And now that legal battle could threaten the future and direction of Christian education nationwide. A troubling federal court ruling in California said it was perfectly fine for a university to reject courses taught from a Christian perspective and to deny Christian high school graduates admission to a public university. It's a decision that discriminates against Christian education, a decision that, if upheld, would force Christian schools across the country to consider changing their curriculum. This case is now before a federal appeals court, and the American Center for Law and Justice wants to represent you in filing a Friend of the Court brief. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the Committee Supporting Christian Students. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. How do you react to the fact that the vice presidential nomination of Sarah Palin is now creating a lot of stir because she's, quote, a born-again Christian? And they have a statement that's out today. Our friend David Brody over at CBN News is using this, and I think it's important to highlight this. The fact that she's an evangelical is causing concern, that she believes the Bible is the inerrant word of God. She believes that teaching intelligent design as a theory along with evolution would be appropriate in the schools. That's going to come up in the debates. That's becoming part of the political process. What do you think about all this? 1-800-684-3110. And it ties in directly with the situation in the University of California. You've got a clash of two worldviews. The secularists, and I call them militant secularists, desire nothing but to belittle people that take their faith seriously. And at the University of California, to say that Christian school graduates from accredited Christian schools, students, as Jordan said, that were accepted at the University of California, should not be able to get this advanced placement credit, should be an outrage to all of us. Now, the case is on its way to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. We have formed a special committee to file a brief. We want to have representatives from all 50 states. And if you're an ACLJ member, and even if you're not, we want your name on this committee. It's important that we send this big and significant message to the University of California that we're not going to let them discriminate against these Christian students. Because as we said before the break, could you imagine if these were Muslim students? You think they would say the Quran is not an acceptable material for a school placement program? There's no way. But they, because it's the Bible and because it's Christians, and now you've got the whole vice presidential discussion going on with Sarah Palin's faith, now it becomes a fair game, if you will. Well, we've got to take a stand on this, and I literally need everybody that's listening to go to your phones and add your name to this committee right now. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org, by the way. Sign up online there and get updated information. Jordan, let's go right to our phones. We got a lot of calls coming in.
Shannon's calling from California on line one. Shannon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. You guys are such a blessing. I enjoy listening to you every day.
Thanks.
I just wanted to make a comment about Sarah. I have been waiting all of my life to hear a politician say that we're running for the right reasons and we are servants to the people. We have a servant's heart. I have never heard that said before. Never, ever, ever. And that just impressed me so much that they're running, they're just different.
Yeah, you know, she's being very authentic in her approach. Again, we don't, you know, endorse or oppose candidates for public office. So we're going to talk about all the candidates and their issues. But they're attacking her pretty aggressively. The problem is, the more they attack her, the brighter her light shines here. And politically, I think the fact that they went after her family initially backfired on the media in a big way. And now you've got them going after her church. And we're starting to see stories about the church's position on intelligent design, her church's position about same-sex marriage, her church's position about the inerrancy of Scripture. All of this coming in because, again, it's this clash of worldviews, and now, Jordan, we're seeing it played out on the political stage.
That's right. And what's interesting, folks, is to see how this has shifted in just a short period of time. We were broadcasting from the Republican National Convention last week, and we got there on Wednesday, just about a week from today. And when we got there, the shift that has happened in the media throughout the country, through our radio program, the calls that we're getting in, the people, like the caller just called in, how they're pumped up, they're excited, they're engaged in this campaign. I think there were a lot of evangelicals who were just not sure who they were going to support or if they were going to strongly support either candidate. They weren't that fired up about John McCain. They had some different opinions, especially on the life issue with Barack Obama. Sarah Palin has really energized the base here, and we've seen that in just a few short days. What has happened on the media and on the ground in all these cities? Look at those rally sizes. Now they're as big as Barack Obama's events.
Yeah, now Barack Obama's interesting. They're going to start repositioning themselves in all of this. Like, you can guarantee it, and they're going to come out very aggressive. We'll see how that plays out in the election cycle. But they had a big bounce coming out of their convention. The Republicans now had their big bounce, which is normal. Now it is a clash of the policies, and we'll see how all of that plays out. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. What if this was your student graduating at Christian high school, going to a state university, and they're told, I'm sorry, even though your student's accepted, and even though the school's accredited, they believe in the Bible, and we're not going to use that as a basis for giving academic credit. What do you think of that? 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones.
Nicole is calling from Washington on lines 5. Nicole, welcome to JCKO Live.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you doing?
Great.
I was just wondering if the University of California would like to put in writing their opinions on the men who built this country, like Teddy Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln, what their opinions of their worldview is.
They would do revisionist history. That's how they would do it. Because the fact of the matter is, if you look at the letters, and Jordan, you've got some of the language actually there, where they the statements they put in writing, and they're unbelievably strong and derogatory. This is the University of California telling, and by the way, if they get away with it in California, you could bet this is going to go to all 50 states, because the people in charge in most of these universities, not all of them, but most of them, have this secularist worldview, and they believe the Bible is worthless for the study of history and science and also giving you a literary base. And it's unfortunate, since our founding was based on, in large part, upon study of the Scripture. So this is the irony of ironies here, is the fact that they're belittling this, and they have the nerve to put this in writing. And, Jordan, we saw that in Gina DeLuca's case. We saw it in the case we handled in Colorado that we successfully resolved a couple of weeks ago. But they're putting these words in writing.
That's right. I mean, the thing, the words, the phrase that gets me the most here is, these are students who were already accepted into the school, and they say that they don't have critical thinking skills. I mean, that is a direct quote from this professor who was on the review committee. Critical thinking skills. They lack those skills. He was talking specifically on a biology class because they teach the Bible as fact. Now, this was, remember, this is a private Christian school. The students took the regular SAT, the ACT. They had their GPAs. They got into the University of California school system. They got in. Then they're told after they get in, your classes don't count. You're going to have to take remedial classes to get back up to speed because you're not a good critical thinker, because you went to a school that taught you that the Bible was true.
Well, here's what we want to do, folks. I want everybody, again, listening to my voice right now. You go to your phones, express your outrage by signing our committee to protect these students, and you're filing a brief with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. But we need to hear from all 50 states. Again, it is critical that we stand up for these students, because they're doing this to Christian students because they don't think the Christian student would fight back. They would never put in writing that the Quran is not an acceptable material for the study of literature, history, or science. There is no way. But they think they can do that with the Bible with impunity. Jordan's going to give you the number. You call it right now. Add your name right away.
877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. You need to call right now. Add your name. This is important, to stand with these students and stand against these college professors who think they can boss and bully these students around. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. You know, imagine what it feels like. You're one of these students. You've gotten into a school system that's very tough to get into. University of California school systems are extremely competitive. You got in, And then you get a note from the school saying, by the way, your classes aren't going to count because you're not a good critical thinker, after they've accepted you. That is exactly what happened to these 9 students from Calvary Chapel Christian School. We need you to get involved in this issue, folks. Call right now, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's go back to the phones. Jim's calling from Florida on line 4. Jim, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hi, Jim.
My question is this. Why are they going after Governor Palin so hard and furious when Obama is trying his best to convince me, and I tell you he's got a long way to go, that he's a committed Christian? Why aren't they after him? I'm going
to to be fair, they went after his statements on his faith, especially with the Jeremiah Wright situation. That was big news for a while. Sarah Palin is now the current, she's the candidate du jour, the candidate of the day. And the reason I say that is, her faith is becoming an issue because those in the elite media think they can make fun of it with impunity. What they fail to realize is that most Americans have a faith, and most of them are a deep faith. And this idea that religion can now be treated with this discriminatory intent, I think is just is wrong. Not only wrong, I think it's wrong philosophically. I think it's wrong as a political basis of operation. And you've got to realize something. When you start making these fair game, it's very, very dangerous. Let's take one more call.
Let's go right back to the phones. Jordan's calling from Hawaii on line 5. Jordan, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jordan.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about the UC schools and how they don't think that Christian students have objective thinking skills. And yet those same type of people are the ones that are shutting down intelligent design being discussed in public schools. So
even as a theory.
How are they getting any sort of, critical thinking process going when they're not having any open discussion? They're just being fed evolution as fact.
They don't want to have an open discussion. That's one of the reasons they're attacking Sarah Palin right now because of her stance on intelligent design in the schools, is they don't want to have a discussion. They don't want the free flow of ideas. They want a controlled marketplace. They want to control the mind. And what they're doing is penalizing these students because they went to a Christian school that believes the Bible is the Word of God. I mean, it is that straightforward. It's that dangerous, too, by the way, the precedent here. So here's what we want you to do. Go to aclj.org. I've got updated information on the case. You want to get that. We've got also information posted about the upcoming See You at the Poll event, so you want to get all of that. But everyone that's listening to me right now, you go to your phones, add your name to this committee, filing a brief with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, and we need you on that brief. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Add your name now, aclj.org. Back with your calls in a moment.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. Imagine graduates from a Christian high school told that their education is not good enough, that their course credits don't count. That's exactly what happened in California. And now that legal battle could threaten the future and direction of Christian education nationwide. A troubling federal court ruling in California said it was perfectly fine for a university to reject courses taught from a Christian perspective and to deny Christian high school graduates admission to a public university. It's a decision that discriminates against Christian education, a decision that, if upheld, would force Christian schools across the country to consider changing their curriculum. This case is now before a federal appeals court, and the American Center for Law and Justice wants to represent you in filing a Friend of the Court brief. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the Committee Supporting Christian Students. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
One 800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. A lot of calls coming in talking about the election, talking about the University of California situation, and it all ties in with an attempt to get this kind of worldview mandated in the schools, not just in the elementary and high schools, but also in the college campuses, which frankly have become the battleground for the control of the minds of the next generation. Let's go right back to the phones.
Richard's calling from Ohio online too. Richard's going to be an important state in the election. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Richard.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I honestly believe that McCain will win big if he gets enthusiastic about the vital issues, namely pro-life, pro-family, pro-traditional marriage, pro-religious liberty, pro-America, not pro-UN, and not pro-North American Union. And number six, I'm talking about pro-life, conservative judges. This, I believe, is the number one issue at the moment. America desperately needs pro-life, conservative judges.
Well, this issue of judges is going to become front and center very, very soon. And I suspect that it will not only come front and center very, very soon, it will also be a situation where you're going to see the candidates start talking about this. But the judge's worldview will impact all of the things we're talking about today. Because as we go to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and file this amicus brief in the University of California situation, we know that we've got an uphill battle there. So it may end up at the Supreme Court of the United States. And the control of the courts is the lasting legacy of any president and any administration. So, again, folks, by the way, if you've not yet added your name to this committee, you need to do it today. I need to hear from everyone that's listening. It's critical that we speak out. Here's that number again. This is a committee filing a brief with the Ninth Circuit to stand up for these Christian students who basically are being told, you took the Bible seriously, you don't get academic credit. That is the fact of the matter. And we need your support on this. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And Jordan, the fact of the matter is the University of California won round one.
That's right.
So they are now empowered, they think, to really move this forward.
And here's what exact came right from a professor when he was reviewing this. He said a history class taught at Calvary Chapel Christian School, it was rejected for, among other things, failure to, quote, teach critical thinking and modern historical analysis because it, quote, instructs that the Bible is the unerring source for analysis of historical events, attributes historical events to divine providence rather than analyzing human action, and evaluates historical figures and their contributions based on their religious motivations or lack thereof. So saying that part of the reason the history class failed is because these historical figures and their religions were discussed. Well, how important? That is very important. When you look back in history, the religious motivations of someone or the lack of motivation is huge. Look at the communist movement in the Soviet era. Look at then the critical thing. Look at the Renaissance. All of these things, the Roman Empire and how they saw religion and Greek mythology. Religion's always important in history. These professors don't want it there at all. And the truth is they don't want any Christianity in there at all. And they don't want you to be able to say that, look at this person's morals and look at their morals. But the truth is that's what you do when you look back at history. You look at where people's motivations came from.
Here's what we do, folks. Everyone that's listening to us right now, you go to your phones, 1-877-989-2255. We've got to stand with these students and get this law changed. 1-877-989-2255. Add your name to the committee. Who's next?
Sadie's calling from New Jersey, online 4. Sadie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sadie.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, I grew up in the church, and also I went to two Christian schools. So this I fear for my degree. Because if the students did not listen to the material and the detail of the course, they couldn't critically think their decisions about the material. So anything that's taught in the classroom, we're taught history, we're taught the background of the Middle East,
sure.
We're taught were taught in God's word as well as in history.
I mean, how do you understand the Middle East without understanding the biblical context of the conflict, which is as old as scripture itself? Now, Sadie, you went to school where? In New Jersey?
Bob Jones University as well.
Okay.
Nyack College.
Interestingly, Bob Jones University curriculum is one of the curriculums that the school district is pointing to directly in this case. A lot of homeschoolers use as well. That is one of the curriculums, Jordan, that they're pointing to as not qualifying.
Yeah, and a lot of people have used these curriculums. I'll tell you the truth. You go back and look at SAT scores, look at scores that people come in. If you get into the school, it really shouldn't matter anymore, should it? If you met the SAT scores, you met the GPA scores, you did what you needed to do while you were in school, you did the outside, you did your activities and things like that, then to come to school and say, you know what, not quite good enough, these classes, because you're not a good enough critical thinker. I mean, every time, three or four times throughout this is exactly the words the professors use. They failed to encourage critical thinking and scientific analysis. That was about the science book, the biology book. They also got rid of government and world religion courses as well because those had too much of a religious focus. Of course, a world religion class at a Christian school is going to be focused on Christianity and how these religions affect it. That doesn't mean you won't talk about the other religions. And in government, why? Is it bad to look at government from the religious perspective? We just went through history. Go through every empire, every imperial structure, every movement politically. It's always based on religion or the lack thereof. And that's always discussed within the ideology. Yep. Whether it's communism or democracy, God's either a big part of it or leaving God out is a big part of it. And that's part of history.
Here's what you do, folks. You go to your phones right now. We stand up on this issue. We speak out with one voice, all 50 states. Everyone that's listening, go to your phones right now. 1-877-989-2255. Signing on to this committee to stand with these students at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back to the phones.
Ronnie's calling from Maryland on line 3. Ronnie, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Ronnie.
I wanted to make a comment with Sarah Palin and a question. The comment as far as Sarah Palin, I mean, if the Democrats have been shown they're excommunicating themselves from the Christian faith and values in our country, I don't know if it's to pave a way for a non-Christian presidential candidate in the future, but, I mean, it's just so blatantly obvious. And my question is, now that, they're discriminating against Christians in the school, and when you called it, militant secularist, now it's a religion, it's state-sponsored, and now that they're going against Christians, can we pursue it now and have it removed from the public school system?
Well, here's what you got to do. You got to fight it right now at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal. That's where the battle is, and that's why you got to fight right at that battle point. That's where it's going to be at the end of the day. And I think as you look at the situation, and I think it's important to reflect on this, folks, they are saying at the University of California, by the way, this will go to every single state in the country if it's not stopped in California, that you've gone to an accredited school, you've been accepted as a student in the University of California system. But because your school taught intelligent design or took the Bible seriously, by the way, these are the same complaints they're making against Sarah Palin, which is interesting how the politics cut right across this into the legal realm. So the political and legal, hard to separate here. But when you look at all of that, they're basically saying you don't get the same academic credit because of the Bible. Now, could you imagine, as I said, that if this was students that went to a Muslim school and it was the Quran, what the reaction would be? The reaction, Jordan, would be outrage.
It would be outrageous, folks. I mean, the fact is that if this happened anywhere else, to any other religious group, there would be outrage. It wouldn't even get to this point. But here you have liberal college professors telling Christians that they're not critical thinkers, that they fail to encourage critical thinking because they use Christian textbooks, because they believe the Bible's inerrant, because they believe in the stories of the Bible, because they use the Bible as a historical book and not just as a storybook, which is what these professors would want the people to do. And that's the truth. There's the difference right there, folks. They think the Bible's a storybook. Christians and we think the Bible is a historical book, and we look to it for history. It's got the history of the world in it. And folks,
that's right.
That is the difference here, and that's why you've got to stand up and get involved.
Here's what we do, folks. Everyone, as we close this broadcast out, every single one of you, go to your phones right now and you call this number and add your name to this committee. It's 1-877-989-2255. We're not going to tolerate this from the University of California, but we need your help on this. 1-877-989-2255. 1-888-989-2255. You can also sign up and get updated information at aclj.org. You go to your phones now, though. 1-877-989-2255. Taking a stand for freedom.